Subject: Mother acts like my girlfriend. Hello, Steve and Shirley. I'm writing because I need help. My mother, who suffered a stroke 4 years ago, acts as if she is my girlfriend. I'm the youngest of two children. My sister has moved on with her life and is married and living in another state. Recently, my mother was in the hospital for about a month, and when she was able to come home, she needed me to help wash her legs and clean the bandages. Now I am now in a relationship, and my mother acts as if she has to fight for my attention. I feel like I have given my life for her, my grandmother that passed away a year ago, and my great-grandmother. I wonder when it will be my time to live my life. My girlfriend said she isn't going anywhere and she loves my mother and as if she were her mother. But I feel like I'm being torn in two because of that reason. I love my mother, but I need to live my life. I will be 35 in December. I was married and divorced in less than a year and started my own business. But until I met my current girlfriend, I wasn't happy. Now that she is in my life, I'm happy again. I just want to live my life and keep both my mother and my girlfriend happy. Can you and the Morning Crew help me? Wow. You know, this happens a lot, like with older women, with mothers who aren't married or anything, whose sons, you know, are of age. The sons, in their minds, take the place of their husbands or their boyfriends or whatever, and then the son is caught in the middle. But you don't have to be caught in the middle. I mean, you can respectfully, you know, live your own life. Just tell your mom it's time for you to grow up. You have a girlfriend. Since your girlfriend says that she loves your mother as if it were her mother, you know, maybe now the two of you can help your mother and see that she's okay and everything. But you're going to have to sit your mother down and just tell her exactly how you feel and let her know. You're a grown man now. You're 35. It's time for you to live your life and start your own family with your girl, who will eventually, I'm thinking, will become your wife. But until then, let your mom know how you feel, and she's going to have to, you know, be able to take it. Do it respectfully, of course. Steve?
Move to another state and get married. Your sister done moved over to life, but you still here. Recently, my mother was in the hospital for a month, and she was able to come home. She needed me to help wash her legs and clean the bandages. Okay, right here. This too much for my mama to be asking me to do. I'm your
what
son.
Kind of stroke is that?
What is I'm washing my mama's legs for? I've never allowed to even touch my mama's legs. Boy, get out under your mama. What your punk ass sitting up under your mama for? You know how many times I done heard that? Mm-hmm. Now I'm washing my mama's leg all up around her thigh. What is I'm doing? Can't wash your mama's legs, man.
Well.
No, nothing, Shirley. Now I'm in a relationship and my mother acts as if she has to fight for my attention. Yeah, because your girlfriend looking upside your head every time you're over there washing your mama's thighs. I feel like I've given my life for her, my grandmother that passed away a year ago, and my great-grandmother. So you're just a damn housekeeper. You just change your name to Consuela or something. Because you just up in here just, nuh-uh, you don't stop me today. I'm on one. You already know I'm on.
Careful.
The Jackson to this. No.
Do it.
What you ain't finna do, I'm not gonna be the housekeeper. Your great grandmama, your grandmama, and your mama. Who are you? What they done raised you to be? The nurse? No wonder you can't have no life. You gotta take care of it. If you wash your mama's leg, what else you been washing? Ooh. Y'all just somewhere just washing. You just a wash up man. This don't make no sense, son. I'm trying to tell you. Then you say, I wonder when it will be my time to live my life. My girlfriend says she isn't going anywhere and she loves my mother if she was her own mother. Well, let her wash your mama's legs then. See, you love my mama so much, you wash her legs. I bet you won't love her that much no more. But I feel like I'm being torn in two because of that reason. I love my mother, but I need to live my life. I'll be 35 in December and you ain't got but one skill.
What is that?
Washing.
You don't know how to do nothing but wash legs.
What kind of stroke was that?
You just a leg washer. I don't know what stroke you done had. You can't bend your ass over.
Steve.
Now, I got you can't get on that left side too much because you will fall, but I do not understand why you can't bend over and wash your legs.
She was in the
Where's
hospital.
Where's her friend? Where her man at? Let her man wash her legs.
She obviously doesn't have a man.
Yeah.
And she
you know
says
why?
Wash her legs and home clean healthcare. The bandages. Yeah.
I ain't clean all that. I ain't no doctor. Clean no bandages. What you done did? What you mean clean the bandages? What is on the bandages?
See, he left something out. He left something out of the letter.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
I met my current girlfriend. I wasn't happy, but now she's in my life. I'm happy again. I just want to live my life and keep both my mother and my girlfriend happy. Can you in the morning crew? No, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Do like your sister. Take your girlfriend and move out the state. Somebody gonna wash her damn legs.
All right,
she'll probably do it herself.
Tweet me at my girl Shirley. Let me know what you think about this letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.